Do you have the Hmong family? M-O-N-G? Well, I've seen it on Miss Laura Nell's Facebook page. Let's pray for the Hmong family, for one of their members move to their final heavenly home.
Okay.
My niece had a tumor in her sinus cavity last year. She did chemo and then surgery and radiation. And she's cancer-free, but she's still recovering from the effects of the chemo and the radiation. And she still has a little bit of scar tissue in her sinus cavity. They're going to go clear that out. Not sure what day this week. But also, the pressure from the tumor on the optic nerve. Her eyesight isn't back yet. The doctors don't know, but I know God can.
That's right.
So her name is April. I forgot to write that here. And then I have a cousin named Taffy Ty. She's got an inoperable brain tumor, and they've had her on different combinations of medications, and I don't know all of the details of that, how it's affecting the tumor or whatnot, but she has a lot of symptoms, and I don't know if it's side effects from the medicines or from the tumor itself.
Let's pray. Precious Heavenly Father, we lift these needs up to you. We lift up April to you. And Father, we just pray for complete and total healing. We lift up Tina's cousin to you. Father, complete and total healing. Doctors say it's inoperable. They say that, you know, they're doing all they can do, but you are the final word. You are the great physician. And Father, we just ask you to touch and heal both of these ladies. No side effects, no complications, miraculous recoveries that can only be explained by the power of God, that even doctors will have to acknowledge that this is a miracle from the hand of God, that you would be glorified through these healings, Father, because we know you want to do more. And Father, we just pray now for that healing. Father, I lift up the Hmong family who are grieving and suffering this loss. Father, when someone passes away, it just leaves a hole and we grieve. But Father, we know that your word says that you are close to the brokenhearted. So I pray, Father, that your spirit would just fill their space, God, and that they would maybe not understand it, but they would just know that they're at peace. I pray that the memories of those loved ones would bring joy into their spirit. And Father, that they would just know that you are in the middle of the whole situation and that you are carrying them and that they just would not be able to explain it, but just have that peace and that joy that passes all understanding. And Father, we thank you for it, and we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Gateway Church is having revival, y'all. You got it pulled up, sister?
No, I didn't. You said
okay.
It, so I was pulling it up.
Doug Eccles will be at Gateway Church January 15th through the 18th, Sunday 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m., Monday through Wednesday at 6:30 p.m.
Gateway Church is located at 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Chasten and Brooklyn Music are the pastors and would love for anyone to come just as you are. You can follow them on Facebook at Gateway Church eCity or on YouTube at Gateway Church in Elk City, OK. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like custom designs in wood, you can contact him at 580-243-8635. Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue in Elk City, Apostle Casey Elliott. And the Refuge Church is now at the New Liberty Church at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sarah, Oklahoma. Tammy said the easiest way to put it in to your GPS would be to put in New Liberty Church, mm-hmm. and it should take you right there.
Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
Barberdice & Ford of Elk City is Western Oklahoma's auto service headquarters. With the largest team of certified technicians anywhere around, we're here to help you keep your vehicle running its best, Ford or not. No matter your make or model, you can count on us, from oil changes to tires and everything in between. And while you're here, shop our entire inventory with financing as low as 0.9%. Only at BarberdiceAndFord.net.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. Our guest for today is Miss Renee Kielhoffer. Her title for today is God Wants to Do More. Back to you, Sister Love.
Well, before the break, we were talking about how reality comes before release. You know, and the Bible says in John 8:32, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. So there's a word of reality that has to come before release can come. And I think about the woman at the well in John chapter 4. You know, Jesus said to her, go and get your husband. And she said, I don't have a husband. And he said, you're right. Correct. You've had, I think, 5 husbands, and the man you're living with is not your husband now. And I'm sure she was flabbergasted, like, how do you know all of this? And that word of reality got her attention so that she could listen to the word that would release her. And sometimes that has to happen in our lives. And, you know, think about it. Even secular, like, therapists and programs say the same thing. You know, if you have an addiction and you're going to AA, the first thing you have to do is accept the reality that you have a problem. Or let's go even farther than that. If you are going to be cleansed by the blood of Christ and accept Him as your Savior, you first have to have a reality check that you need a Savior.
Come on.
So it's a principle that is always there. And if you have a word of reality, it will be followed by a release. Because that realization, what it does is it spreads light on the situation. And once that light has pierced the darkness, there's no going back. And it doesn't take a lot of light to pierce someone's darkness. I'm reminded of a time when my daughter, who's now 31, she was about 10, and it was the middle of the night. We were all asleep, and I used to keep like a little nightlight in the hallway, and I'm sound asleep in the middle of the night, and she pushed my door open, and that little tiny nightlight just woke me up, like pierced my sleep and woke me up into reality that she had a problem that I needed to release her from quick so I could go back to sleep. But what I'm saying is, you know, that was like a 2 or 3 watt bulb, but it was enough to wake me out of a sound sleep. The light is what woke me up. And when I opened my eyes, I saw season standing in that doorway and, like, you know, then you go into mom mode. But that word of reality, it doesn't take a lot to shed light on the whole situation. And once it's brought out into the light, then you can deal with it. Then the Holy Spirit can deal with it. Again, flexibility requires humility, because that word of reality might humble you real quick. Might not be something that you really want to admit about yourself or about the situation. But once you receive that, you can go forward. And so I also want to caution you, there may be times that you feel like you need to give a word of reality to some people. So just make, you know, 2,000% certain that that's the Holy Spirit leading you to do that, so that you can help them towards release and not, you know, stir up a can of worms that was never intended. But again, once you accept reality, because you are flexible, you can experience release or transformation. Then you're able to say, Lord, have your way. Have your way. I don't care what this looks like. I don't care what people are saying about me. I don't care if everything else in my life stops. Just have your way in me and in this situation. It's flexibility. It's the hallmark of all change in the kingdom. I mean, we see it over and over in the Word, that in that word of reality, just like the woman at the well, just like Gideon, just like Moses, they had to accept this reality before they could allow the Lord to transform them into what he needed them to be for that situation. Flexibility, in a nutshell, is surrender.
Come on.
That's what flexibility is. All the great things God has done throughout his word, throughout our lives, has come on the other side of surrender. As long as we're holding on to it, and we think we've got it figured out, and we think we can do it, we tie the hands of God in our lives. The second thing that has to happen in that work is that we need a work that makes us full. We have to be made full over and over again, because we are leaky vessels. And it leaks out constantly. Everything that has been fresh has to be refreshed. Now, think about that in your refrigerator and your pantry. And once all that stuff that was in there was fresh, but now you pop open that Tupperware lid and there's a word of reality there.
There's some antibiotics growing up in there.
Yeah, for sure. We got to get rid of that stuff and replace it with fresh stuff. And what we do in the physical also needs to happen in the spiritual and in our emotions. We need to be made fresh every day. God wants to do more in us and through us. And the byproduct of God doing more in us is that he is automatically able to do more through us. So he wants to fill us with himself, with his Holy Spirit, to stretch us beyond what we could possibly imagine. So we're flexible and we don't burst. And now we're just getting more and more and more full. And he fills us for the fulfillment of his purpose. Isn't that cool? So that we can fulfill the call of God on our lives. And if you have surrendered your life to Christ, you have a call of God on your life. Now, I'm not minimizing people who have been called to a full-time ministry. I'm not minimizing that at all, but God has called people to be on every level of life.
and we all have a plan, and we all have a purpose. And when we allow him to fill us so much so that we are overflowing, then that fulfills our purpose. Like I said before, you will accidentally do God's will. You will accidentally fulfill your calling. You will accidentally fulfill your purpose. Because here's the deal, you spill what you are filled with.
Come on.
And everybody's filled with something. We need him to continually work in our lives so we remain flexible and full, and so we spill what we're filled with. Now, again, we're all filled with something. So if we're not filled with the Holy Spirit and the love of God, what are we spilling? And we're all leaky vessels. We need to be filled over and over and over again. You know, you may have something in your life that was maybe a struggle for you at one point in your life, and now it's not a struggle. That's great. But once you put that on the shelf as this is over and done with, guess what? You might fall in that trap again. That happened to me yesterday. Yesterday, I got up yesterday morning. I had my time with the Lord. I was in the Word. I'm feeling so holy and so spiritual. You know how we do. And I said, on the way to work, I said, God, help me today to glorify and honor you with my everyday, ordinary task and going to work, you know, living life. Help me to glorify and honor you with that today. And what did I do when I got to lunch? I'm at lunch with some godly women. And I just started gossiping about somebody. And I mean, I hate to admit that on air, but I'm just saying that's how easy that happens. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because that used to be something that I really struggled with. And God delivered me from that and had it in the forefront of my brain. And for years, that's not been a problem. And yesterday, I just blurted it out. And on my way back to work, I thought, what was I thinking? What was I doing? That did not glorify God. And that probably just stirred up a hornet's nest. What was I doing? And when I got home last night, I was unloading the dishwasher. And I just remembered that prayer that I'd prayed on the way to work. And I just had to stop and repent. You know, I don't want to take anything for granted that God has done in my life. Because I want to be refreshed all the time, every day. So that I don't leak out the things that he's already taught me and have to learn them over again. I didn't like that feeling I had all day yesterday afternoon. Because I knew I had disappointed my Savior. I knew I had disappointed the one who meant the most to me. And I don't like that feeling. I don't want to do that again. So we have to be refreshed. We're all filled with something. You know, what comes out of your mouth when you're not thinking or when that situation is in your face? You know, it doesn't take the power of the Holy Spirit or the love of God to go through a day with no confrontation. You know, maybe you go to work and nothing happens. Everybody's getting along. There's no stress. The flow is easy. Nothing unexpected happens. You maybe go to lunch and you're by yourself that day. And so you watch a podcast or read the Word or pray for a little bit. And then you go home and your husband falls asleep in the recliner. So you're not even talking to him. You know, it's like, it really doesn't take the power of the Holy Spirit to get through a day like that. You know, anybody can do that. But it takes the power of the Holy Spirit and the supernatural love of God to handle those confrontations in a way that glorifies him. To love that unlovable person. That's when the love of God comes into play. You know, maybe they're cranky or maybe they're just weird, or maybe they have bad hygiene, or whatever would get in the way of us in the natural. That's when it takes the supernatural love of God to go beyond those obstacles and show that person love, or to respond in a calm and peaceful way when the world around you or the people around you are going off the rails, to stay steady. That's when it takes the power of the Holy Spirit. So it's important that that's what we're full of. So when life squeezes us, we spill out the love and the power of the Holy Spirit. So flexibility and purpose says, whatever you want and however you want it, fill me. God wants to do more, but he's got to be able to work in you. Remember, there are no shortcuts. You have to read the word, and you have to be on your knees. Read the word and pray. Read the word and pray. And I know that there are people out there, I've heard them say this to me before, like, I try to read the Bible, I don't understand anything. It doesn't stick with me. My mind is wandering. And I would encourage you, first of all, to get a version that makes sense to you. Mm-hmm. What's the best version of the Bible? The one that you can understand.
Come on.
I mean, and if you're worried about it, Google it. Make sure it's a translation. You know, God is big enough to keep his word pure through every translation. There's a whole movement out there of people who do not believe that the word of God is true anymore and infallible anymore and without error anymore because they say it's been translated too many times. I'm sorry. If I go back to the original, say, let's take for example, say I speak English, but you speak Spanish, and someone interprets what I'm saying in English to you in Spanish, you now understand what I said. But maybe you're French, and someone interprets what I just said to you in English in French, you now understand what I'm saying. That's what we're talking about here, come people. On. It is that easy, and our God is big enough to keep his word pure. 54% of people who call themselves Christians do not believe that the word of God is without error because of the translations. Listen, people, that's a lie from the pits of hell, and Satan wants you to question everything in the word. And I promise you, if you take God at his word, it will change you. This word, I keep picking up my phone because, you know, it's on my phone, but this word is living. It's true. It's powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. It is the revealed word of God. And listen, did you know, you guys probably know this, but I didn't know this, but if you just read one chapter a day, that might take 5 minutes, one chapter a day, Monday through Friday, take the weekends off, you will read the entire New Testament in a year. Find you a translation you can understand and start there. Just start there. I guarantee you, God will work in your life, and you will find out that you love his word and you can't put it down after one chapter. You'll be like, five more minutes. Give me five more minutes. Give me five more minutes in the bathroom, kids. You know, because
just one more chapter.
That's right. That might be where you have to do it, or in the line while you're waiting to pick your kids up from school, or taking 5 minutes out of your lunch hour, whatever. Carve out that space, because anything that you take out of your life in order to put more of God in it will be a reward. The Bible says little is much when God is in it. Give him the little bit you have. He will multiply it beyond belief. And I know that there are all times, we all have times when we need a word from the Lord, maybe about a specific situation or you know, something that's going on in our lives. And that's an unrevealed word of God. that he speaks directly to our hearts. But I think that if we're not interested in the revealed word of God, it's going to be a lot harder to hear the unrevealed word of God. And I also think maybe if we're more interested in the revealed word of God, we will need less of the unrevealed word of God, because there's so much more in here than we know. And it's living. It pricks our heart, whatever we need, when we need it. So I'm wrapping this up here, ladies. I know we're getting into our hour, but God wants to do more in 2023. He wants to change everything. He wants to make baby steps in your life. He wants to turn your life upside down. And for his glory and your good. Because if it's for your good, it's for his glory. If it's for his glory, it's for your good. He wants to turn you upside down. He wants to see every one of us living out our purpose. He wants to see lost souls saved. He wants to see the sick healed, bondage broken, captive set free, and he wants to do it through us. He wants us to be so filled with him that's what floods out of us. You know, Peter's shadow healed people because he was so full of the Holy Spirit. How about we strive for that? How about we strive that we are so full of the Holy Spirit that when life squeezes us, not only does the word of God come out of us, but the power of God comes out of us that changes a person's life, that brings in the lost, that releases that bondage, that sets the captives free. We have to be flexible. We have to be childlike so that God can grow us. We must allow him to take us deeper in 2023 than we've ever gone before. Don't come to God with your resume or your wants. Bring your purpose to him and just say, Lord, I'm willing. I'm going to go to the Lord in prayer right now. Father, make us flexible so that we can be expanded. I know that you have more for me, more for us than I have allowed you to do. Make my heart tender towards you and towards everyone that I meet. Give me listening ears. Help me to glorify you in all things. You and only you be glorified. Everything has to be you. I'm nothing, but you are everything. Help me to be flexible in 2023 so that you can do that work in me. And then can it spill out on those around me. Help me to always want what you want. We ask these things in Jesus' name. We thank you for it. Help us to go deeper in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Can I close with one more quick scripture?
Whenever you was speaking and said the little, it reminded me of whenever I first was invited to start coming here.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord so sweetly said, just take the lid off your little bit. Just trust me and take the lid off your little bit and see, taste and see how I can move your little bit, because your little bit matters to me.
And think about everybody's little bit in the kingdom. Man, that's powerful.
And then the first of this year, the Lord had me let go of something. And at the first of the year, I was spending time, you know, and he spoke. And he said, 20 to 23, there's going to be freedom. I'm setting people free in 2023. And then he said, we need to start celebrating.
I love
celebrate. Celebrate.
That's right.
Celebrate.
Yes.
I'm setting people free in 2023. Celebrate. Let us have a jubilee.
That's a good word. I love it.
And then Pastor Dwight, because sometimes I question, is this God? Is this, you know, because I'm real. I want to be very careful of what I take in.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
wisdom. And give it a place in my heart. I want to be sure. I'll hold it and then I'll examine it. And I'll wait for a confirmation. And once I get the confirmation, that was my Lord.
Mm-hmm. That's a good
I
word.
Take it. Mm-hmm. And Pastor Dwight, my pastor, confirmed Sunday that was the Holy Spirit. That was the Lord talking to me with his Holy Spirit that lives inside me.
That's awesome.
And so Sunday I was able to grab that and not and stop examining it and take it in. You know?
Yeah.
Because I have to be very careful.
Yeah.
Because I'm easily distracted. You know?
Well, and I think, you know, Mary pondered those things in her heart until it made sense in her head. And I think sometimes we have to be like that.
Yeah.
We may not totally understand what God is saying, but we know God is speaking. So we just ponder that in our hearts until it all begins to come together. And then we're like, wow.
And you know, whenever he told me a couple weeks ago to let that go, I'm going to be real honest. Monica didn't want to. Monica wanted to hang on to that. And so what I did was I took my want to. And it wasn't pretty. I promise it wasn't pretty. And I was sitting at home. I almost didn't go to church. And the Lord said, just bring it to me. Bring it to my altar and lay it out. Pour it out.
That's good.
So I did. I went. I went ahead and got dressed. Went to church. And when Pastor Sharon started worshiping, the praise and worship, I went to the altar. And I got on my knees. And I put my head on the altar. And I stretched my arms out. And I just began to weep. And I said, Lord, I need your help with my want to, because my want to just don't want to. So if this is what you want, if this is your will for me, I need you to help my want to, because
that's it.
It ain't wanting to right now.
Yeah, help me to want what you want.
And amen. A week later, boom. I got the want to, and I put the notice in and walked away.
That's cool. And I love also that the Holy Spirit worked with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have maybe had some like wanting to hold on to this, or maybe some confusion about what you were hearing or whatever, but God just so patiently walked you through it and worked with you. Yeah. I want to close with Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 and 30, again in the Message version. It says, are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Listen to this. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly.
Wow.
I love that.
And what is that?
That is Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 30 in the Message version.
I like that.
God is good. He's got more for us than we can imagine.
We just need to surrender and be open, flexible, and allow him to fill us.
And allow him to get your want to want to.
Yes.
If it don't want to.
Yes. Get your want to on board.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And I also want to say thank you to my boss, Shannon McAbee, because he's so kind and generous to allow me to do this once a month. And I appreciate that, and I don't take it for granted. And I feel blessed to be in a place where they will work with me on these kind of things, and I appreciate it. So
thank them
for us, too.
Yes. I'll do that. And, you know, whenever you was talking about translations, the Holy Spirit just brought this up. Whenever I first, also when I first started coming, you know, there's different pastors that come in from different denominations. What I did for me was I would pray that the Holy Spirit, no matter who is sitting in that seat, Lord, use them to feed my spirit.
Yes.
Because you are the true teacher.
That's it.
You are the true teacher. So, and at first, I didn't really understand everything I was reading.
Mm-hmm.
But when I put aside everything I thought I knew, everything I thought I knew about God, the ideas, everything I thought I knew, I put it aside.
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked the Holy Spirit, please help me. Mm-hmm. I want to be good. I want to be pleasing to you. But I'm going to need you.
Yes.
To teach me and show me. And he has been so faithful. So faithful.
Always is.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell. From the beautiful Tina Dobbs. And from our gorgeous sister in Christ, Miss Renee Kielhofer, y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.